me hungry, I said just enough. He pulled out his banger, it made me hard race. I said that'll do nicely if I've got the space.
I'll shove that sausage in me purse, knobbly and fat, but I've had much worse. If anyone stares, I'll just rehearse. It's dinner, not lust,
so don't make it worse. I carried it home with a skip and knee stride, the length of that thing over 2 feet wide. The postman cried out, "You've a weight there, miss." I said, "Aye, but it's grand, my big meaty bliss."
I'll push that sausage in the purse, keep it from slipping, that's the curse. If it slithers out, I'll just reverse and shove that sausage back in me purse.
Me neighbor, oh boy, came knocking that night. He'd smelled what was cooking and followed the light. He said, "I crave company, I'm lonely and thin." I said, "Aye, you're desperate, but you're not getting in."
I'll shove that sausage up me purse, I'll thrust it slow until my juices burst. If greedy men come, they'll leave in a hearse. I'll guard that sausage well in me purse.
Word quickly spread through the town like a song that I'd something tasty and terribly long. The lads line the street, asking politely if they could join in.
I'll shove that sausage up me purse, marinate in me muff and smell much worse. Father Ted near fainted when we conversed all about me sausage and purse. Hey!
Next morning at the market, I gave it a fry. The smell reached the heavens and folks came by. I shared it with all, both neighbor and friend. And that's how the sausage found peace in the end. Now if you've a treat that the world wants to see, keep it tucked inside like sneaky old me. They'll sing down in Ballyduff grin and converse of the lass and her sausage hidden up her purse.